National Hugging Day started on January 21, 1986. The Reverend Kevin Zaburni from the USA created the day to promote the emotional benefits of hugging. This celebration has moved beyond America's borders, and people now celebrate the benefits of a hug in Australia, Canada, England, Germany, and Russia. It seems the day might catch on and start in other world countries. In America, National Hugging Day is big in schools, nursing care facilities, and hospitals. It is a wonderful way of letting people know how you feel about them and of showing you care. So, go on. This National Hugging Day, give everyone a big hug and make them feel good. A word of advice. Ask before you hug. There is a lot of research that shows hugging is good for us. Dr. J. Gordon wrote a book called Brighter Baby, which said hugging a child every day is more likely to make him or her more intelligent. Unlike kissing, hugging is acceptable in most societies. It can be a form of greeting between friends, a way of celebrating a victory, or a way of showing your support for someone. It doesn't matter what age, race, sex, or religion you are. Hugs can take place between any two people. Hugging also takes place in the animal world. Monkeys and apes are very fond of a hug to show their friendship. We even see the Teletubbies TV characters showing off their hugging skills as they give each other a big hug.